And with that, we're going to move to petitions. Number five, number 243, use of hounds to harvest mountain lions during bobcat season.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So in your commission book, number five on your agenda is the petition that has been referenced during the open forum here, the use of hounds during the mountain lion hunting season. This was a petition that was brought forward by the South Dakota Houndsmen Association. You should have that in your booklet. You can see what it's asking for there. It talks about changing and making an adjustment to the mountain lion season that would allow the use of hounds from December 26th through February 15 of each year, using the current harvest limit numbers, issuing 12 tags for this opportunity. And then also along with that, all dog handlers must be a current South Dakota resident and carry a valid South Dakota mountain lion tag. So, Madam Chair, I think it'd be most appropriate to turn it over to the South Dakota Houndsmen Association to talk to the commission and the public about their petition, and then we can go from there from a discussion standpoint.
Very good. Thank you.
I believe Mr. Brad Tisdale was going to join the call today to visit with the commission. Is Brad on?
Yep.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, we can, Brad.
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, Secretary Roebling, commissioners, and staff. I'm Brad Tisdale, President of South Dakota Houndsmen. I thank you for allowing me to speak via Zoom today, as I am in the middle of trying to leave for a month to go to Wisconsin. So the drive back and forth across the state, this just makes it easier, and I appreciate that. We as the houndsmen bring this petition 243 to you today to increase the amount of hunters allowed to use a dog in the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And, you know, we do this because with reading of the 2024 Mountain Lion Public Opinion Survey, as you read through there, 39.6% of the residents and 61.5% of the hunters surveyed either agreed or strongly agreed to expand hunting opportunity using dogs. This survey also included over 50 handwritten comments wishing to increase the use of dogs. We at South Dakota Houndsmen believe that along with South Dakota residents, we should increase the number of licenses that allow the dogs to hunt mountain lions in the Black Hills for them. And that's why we brought this petition forward. You know, I obviously, as a houndsman, this is my preferred way to hunt. You know, I hear Mr. Goodwin say that they want to work with us. They all have my phone number, and not one of them has ever reached out to us. As Jeremy said, we've tried to work with staff, and they keep saying, yeah, we'll do something. We haven't. So we come up with what we see as something, as a petition to help us. We also are in favor of the expansion of what used to be considered the Custer State Park tag. So, and, you know, in our 12 tags that we're asking, the 20%, you know, as a houndsman, we see Custer State Park is one season and the Black Hills is another. And because, you know, over 700 people apply for 15 tags. So it's a very limited deal. You know, I myself and my wife both are still waiting 12 years and still have not drawn a tag. I have been lucky enough. My youngest daughter did draw a tag, and she did harvest a cat, and it was a wonderful time. It was a whole family event. I'm sure some of you commissioners, if not all of you, have seen those photos of my kids and the dogs that they've raised from puppies doing what they do as a job. So I guess at this time, I would be open to any questions. If you have questions that you didn't remember or you think of later, I am available phone call if you'd like to reach out for me during your break. I'll be right here with the phone. And with that, I just want to thank you and for taking time and allowing me to speak to you today. If there's any questions, I'll try to answer them now.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Tisdale. Any questions from the commission at this time? Commissioner Teal.
Brad, Commissioner Teal, real quick, the way that you guys wrote this, when you put 20% equals 12 dog tags, am I right to say you're saying like a limit, harvest limit of 12 is what you're meaning by that?
So the 20% of the harvest limit of 60, example would be, you know, 12, 20% of 60 is 12.
Right. But are you saying just issuing special tags or just setting a harvest limit at 12?
You know, actually, we as an association would be happy with either or, you know, because like we said, we think that we are asking for, and I don't think it came in the petition that way, but as additional tags, which I realize that it's going to become an issue. And I know that some people don't like that, but you know, we are just asking to be able to play and more opportunity for our houndsmen. If they were private draw tags or just a sub quota like Wyoming does it.
Got it. Thank you.
Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none right now, Brad, if you wouldn't mind just being on standby, we're going to hear from the department and we may come back with any follow-up questions after.
Yep, I will be here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. So this is an ongoing conversation that has happened numerous times over the years. Every year we bring forward the population information in respect to mountain lions. There's always discussion around the current and future hunting season structure. And again, very prevalent here again this year as we talk about mountain lions. There has been a lot of discussion, obviously, with you folks as commissioners and internally with staff and folks across the state on this particular issue. Our staff provided you information at the last commission meeting about population, where things are at, status on that, trends of that. And our staff will provide additional information today as we get into the mountain lion proposal recommendation that's on your agenda as well here in a little while this afternoon. As we received the petition, as we were going over some thoughts and perspectives within internally of our agency and what direction we wanted to go or to bring any type of recommended changes to the mountain lion hunting season structure, we had, I would say, very healthy conversations, a lot of different thoughts, perspectives, ideas, approaches, and you could probably provide arguments both pro and against for any other idea that was thrown out there. So there's a lot of thoughts and perspectives when it comes to this type of hunting season. If we go back in time and look, one thing I think it's always very important to talk about when we talk about the mountain lion hunting season, the 60-40, the maximum of 60 or the sub limit of 40 of females. Again, one important thing to remember, that is not a quota. There is not a quota set up for the mountain lion hunting season right now. It is a harvest limit. And that was put in way back when the season began, as a safety net in respect to the population itself. And I say that from the standpoint of to assure that we have a healthy population of mountain lions, but also the opportunity for hunting to exist and to try to find that balance between the mountain lion population, ungulate population, social considerations, all the things listed above, right? So again, I just want all of us to keep in mind that is a harvest limit. It is not a quota. And that's something that gets confused every single time we talk about this season. It's a very important aspect to remember. So that being said, in our internal conversations going forward, again, as we're going to have a recommendation later today, a lot of thought and perspectives in the season and where it should go. The thing that also came up in our conversations were some of the public input you folks received at the last couple of public meetings that you had also. I'll take you back to the May Commission meeting as we sat in Custer State Park, where you had individuals from the Black Hills region, some of them being individual landowners, talking about deer numbers, talking about the need to harvest lions, in particular in different areas of the Black Hills. It may not necessarily mean a higher number of animals harvested, but maybe a different distribution of where that harvest occurs. And so there's all those kind of conversations that happened as well. And so All of those things were taken into consideration as we looked at this petition and looking at bringing forward a recommendation to you as well at this meeting. So as we looked at the petition, and more importantly, as we looked at what we plan to bring forward to you in respect to a recommendation for a proposal to move forward to get public input, some further discussion and conversation with you, John Canta and Andrew Norton will provide a presentation and some more background here this afternoon. Our recommendation on this particular petition, from the simple standpoint of denial, is primarily based on what we plan to bring forward to you as a recommendation for some adjustments to the mountain lion hunting season structure moving forward. Very quickly, without going into the details, that overall approach would increase the geographic area where the use of dogs to hunt mountain lions would occur. Expanding out from Custer State Park, and in particular in some of those geographic areas where you heard from folks from the public and some landowners, especially from the southern hills and that southeast part of the hills. It would also open up some additional boot hunting opportunities in Custer State Park as well. So it provides additional opportunities for both sides, to be quite honest with you. And that was one of the things that we talked a lot about in our conversations about the mountain lion season structure. Not only providing opportunities, but, you know, where is that balance between the opportunities providing for the use of dogs slash hounds and that balance of opportunity for the boot hunters as well? Just because we know you're going to hear different sides from both sides of the story, right? Different opinions, different perspectives. So considering all those things, our recommendation to you would be to deny the petition. And again, with the understanding that you're going to hear and have a recommendation in front of you from our agency in respect to the mountain lion hunting season structure. And then obviously through those discussions, conversations, you would have further opportunities for asking questions to us as well and considerations of what that overall proposal would look like moving forward for public input and considerations for adjustments to the current season. So again, our recommendation to you would be to deny at this point in time, again, with the understanding that you know, and we've already shared with you through the agenda that we plan to bring a recommendation to the mountain lion hunting season with some different adjustments related to the use of dogs for hunting lions as well.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. I think what I'd like to do, if any commissioners have questions for Tom, we'll take those now. I would like to give Brad the opportunity for a rebuttal should he feel he needs one, and then we'll go into comments. So at this time, any questions from the commission for the department? Seeing no questions from the commission, Brad, would you have any final comments you'd like to make before the commission moves forward?
Yeah, you know, like Jeremy said, you know, we set out our petition before we had seen or got any information. So we're not saying the department's ideas are bad. We actually do agree and like that what they have brought forward. We just didn't know of anything, or we tried forever to work with them. I know that, I believe that all of you commissioners, Secretary Roebling, and staff got an email from me on May 19th asking if we could have a meeting to try and work out together. So what we like what the staff is bringing forward also, but we also are like everybody else. We want a little more opportunity for what we do, just like everybody else does. Everybody wants more walleyes. We want more opportunity. And if you have any other questions after that, I'm still here.
Very good. Commissioners, questions, comments, a direction that you would like to go? Comment from Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal, I've heard from a lot of people, and I think one of the biggest concerns that I've been hearing is a lot of people apply for these permits, you know, the Custer State Park permits, that if there's 700 applicants, there's probably not 700 dog handlers. Myself included, I've had that license. I had friends that ran hounds. I do think that one issue is that they're not getting tags in their hands. And I don't know if there's some way we could look into making that application where they had to register their dogs and have dogs in order to apply or something of that nature, just to get those licenses into their hands instead of the general public who's then calling them. And then they still enjoy hunting, so they're going, of course. But that seems to be the trend that I'm hearing from houndsmen that have reached out, is they just want to be able to take their friends and family out, but the chances of their friends and family getting one of those licenses are very slim. So just a quick comment from, I've heard from numerous hounds guys on that. So that's all.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments from the commission?
I'm sure.
Commissioner White.
Thank you. I'd like to just look at this as the lions being our natural resource that we are here to protect, and look at how we can do a program that addresses the issues, being fair to the resource that we're talking about. And I believe that what I've heard from Mr. Kirschman is giving consideration to an area that probably we're hearing from landowners that are asking for some help on these resources. And so I would very much appreciate the opportunity to see this opportunity become a reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments from the commission? I will just say before we go into motion, I'm going to lean towards the department's recommendation for denial because we are going to be hearing some changes in the mountain lion hunting proposal. With that, I'd also like to argue for those that have indicated there's been a lack of work between organizations and the department, there have been ongoing conversations at commission meetings, during public forums and privately, as the department has worked with different groups. And we all know that the department has to take a big step back and make sure that they are looking at all users. And so I appreciate the work that the department has done with all of the users and the ability to make some changes to the upcoming mountain lion proposal, which we will be hearing very shortly. Mother Nature is speaking to us now. That's rain, yes. Without Commissioner Paul.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny. We do need a second. Seconded by Commissioner Watkin. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the petition is denied. Very good. Thank you to everybody who stepped forward to provide information on that petition. And now